Let me start by saying this wasn't my finest moment. It was the spring of 1986, and I had moved back from Vail, Colorado, where I had been a ski bum for about 2.5 years, and I moved back to Baltimore to go to college at Loyola. And it was a particular spring day in May. A friend gave me a call and said, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?" And I said, "Nothing. What's going on?" And he said, "Look, hey, there's this awesome horse race up in Baltimore County. It's called Hunt Cup." And I said, "Okay, I'm in. Tell me more." He says, "Well, it's up in the middle of the horse country up in Baltimore County, and, you know, it's a huge tailgate, and there's loads of drinking and lots of women, and it's a blast. So, you know, are you in?" I said, "Absolutely. You had me at beer and women, so let's go." And so the next morning, we head up to Montgomery Liquors, and we load the car up with, I don't know, 15, 20 cases of beer. Mind you, there's 6 people in the car. We drive all the way up into the middle of nowhere, and it's, I don't know, 90 degrees, and it's 10 a.m., so it's going to be a hot day. We pull into the field to park the car, and we unload all the beer and the lawn chairs, and we're getting ready for a fun day. And kind of surveying the grounds, it's 10 a.m., and there's thousands of people walking around in hundreds of cars. And most of the people are completely out of their mind drunk at 10 a.m. And I said, "Oh, this is going to be a good time." And so we proceed to, you know, kind of set up shop, and I'm surveying, you know, what's going on. And around the parked area where the cars are is a fence. And the fence is one of those fences that you see at the beach that, you know, stops erosion. And that's looping the whole field that we're in. And that's, you know, okay, is that to keep the drunken hordes in, or you know, I'm not quite sure what that fence was for. And then I looked up the hill, and we were parked kind of right at the base of a hill, and up the hill was a very large mansion. And you could tell that it had just been built, because on the hill was hay. And, you know, when they put hay out, they're trying to grow grass. So I said, "Okay, there's something going on up there." And on the hill, across the top of the hill, were what appeared to be security guards or off-duty policemen that were keeping an eye on the property. So I said, "Okay, we don't want to go over there. So as much as we drink, let's kind of stay away from all that madness." So we proceed to have an absolute blast. It's like, you know, beer bongs, oh yeah, you know, beer going all over you, shotgun, you're drinking the beer, you're loving it, you know, talking to the girls, "Hey, how you doing? Where do you go to college?" You know, that whole scene. So we're having an absolute blast, drinking our face off. And inevitably, when you drink, you know, a lot of beer and it's hot out, you got to go to the bathroom. And I really got to go to the bathroom. So I turn to my buddy. I'm like, "Hey, you know, where do we go to the bathroom?" And he's like, "Well, there's no Johnny on the spot. So, you know, what you have to do is you have to go through this field, and then you have to go cut through the other field, and there's a swamp at the other end, and that's where you take a piss." And I said, "Well, that's not going to happen, because we're sitting here talking to some women, and, you know, if I leave, then I'll never see him again, and, you know, I don't have many options this afternoon, so I'm staying." So I got to go to the bathroom really bad, and I look over the fence, and over the fence is an oak tree, and I said, "Well, maybe I can just climb over the fence without the security guard seeing me, and I can go to the bathroom really quick, and everything will be okay." So I proceed to 1, 2, 3, over the fence. I'm leaning against the tree. I'm going to the bathroom. It's like, oh, God, this is great. And no sooner than I'm going to the bathroom than there's 2 security guards on me. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And they're like, "Oh, come on, you're coming with us." And I said, no, come on, guys. I just was trying to go to the bathroom. I didn't think that was part of the property. And I'm just, you know. And so they start to take me up the hill, and they said, "You know, the owner probably is going to press charges. You're trespassing. You're urinating on this property." So they proceed to take me up the hill, and okay, at this point, I'm like a sweaty, grass-ridden, drunken mess, and they're taking me up the hill, and we get to the top of the hill, and as we're going up the hill, the entire crowd is just, you know, screaming, "Oh, you're going to get busted, you're going to get busted." I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm totally embarrassed. So we get to the top of the hill, And right at the top of the hill is a slate patio. It's gorgeous. And I'm standing in front of the Palace at Versailles. I mean, this is a gorgeous house. And I'm completely wasted. And they start to take me across the patio, and there's two large French doors, and it's, I don't know, 100 degrees out at this point. I'm sweaty. I'm a mess. And there's a party going on inside. And I'm like, whoa, that looks pretty nice in there. And it's a fancy party at that, too. So, you know, maybe they'll get me a drink. I don't know. So they open the doors, and the air conditioning hits me, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Well, they walked me in, and it was like you could hear a pin drop. I mean, it was like, look what the cat dragged in. I mean, people are like, geez. And over on the in the living room area, there's beautiful sofas, white sofas, and a white tile floor, and there's loads of people sitting on the sofa. So they walk me over, and I'm, you know, completely out of my mind drunk, and they say to the group of people, we caught this guy urinating on the property, and, you know, do you want to press charges? And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, guys. I didn't even know it was on your property. I just, you know, jumped over the little fence. I was going to go to the bathroom. I meant no harm. I mean, can I just go? And they're like, you know, and this guy leans across the sofa and says, hey, punk, do you have any idea whose property you just took a piss on? And I look at him and I go, I have no idea. And if you see the owner, please let him know that I'm very sorry for pissing on his oak tree. And I just want to go. And the woman looks at me that's standing right here next to all the people, and she says, well, you have no idea who any of these people are? And I said, look, I have no idea who you are. I have no idea who he is. I have no idea who anybody is. I just want to go. I just want to go back to the party. They all start laughing hysterically, and I'm like, what's going on? What's the joke? And the woman looks at me and says, get this guy out of here. So the two security guys take me, and it's the old school, throw out the front door. You know, open up the front door, out I go, out onto the front patio or the step, and a security guard walks me down to the big metal gates, and the metal gates open up, and I walk out, and I'm completely drunk, and they're laughing at me as I'm walking down the driveway. I go out to the country road. I make my way back to the party, you know, and I'm walking back up into the field and completely drunk. And I made it back. And three guys run up to me and they say, hey, did you get to meet him? And I said, what do you mean, did I get to meet him? And they said, did you meet Cal Ripken? And I said, who the hell is Cal Ripken?